I have it that there is an assumption that because I talk about nudity, I share the medicine of nudity, I like to be nude, that just because I do means that I will be naked around anyone. That is not the case.
Thank you for tuning in your consciousness to the Naked Human Podcast. I want to acknowledge your presence and what it took for you to be here today listening. My intention for you is that you receive what you came here for and find what you didn't know you needed. This podcast is about what it means to be a human being and what it really means to be naked, and how our relationship with Mother Nature has the power to heal us. My name is Carrie Cott, and I'm a nude nature photographer, licensed physician of Chinese medicine, plant guide, and wild woman embodiment mentor. I help women heal from sexual trauma, awaken their authentic voice, and distinguish between fear and intuition so they can be led by their deep feminine heart. I bring to life in this podcast my own internal wisdom. I will only share what I've learned and experienced on a personal level. As you listen, I encourage you to take from this what you need and just trash the rest. So, happy listening.
All right. So, the assumption of a naked woman. In this conversation, I am going to passionately, strongly share thoughts and reflections and give voice to a very real experience within myself and for women who have come to my retreats and worked with me in the medicine of nudity. And for what I know to be true for other women as it relates to their naked body. And there's definitely a focus on an aspect of coming to a retreat or intentionally or knowing that someone, a woman, enjoys being naked. So this starts one foggy morning. Maybe, I don't remember, but the tale begins because I've been dating. And I don't, I'm going to create this, it's not a caveat or a sidebar, whatever the word is, disclaimer. That's the word. The disclaimer is I could be wrong, but also I know when my intuition is spot on. Also, another disclaimer, this is not universal. Okay. So there's this experience. And by the way, if you've ever watched my stand-up comedy skit, which is on YouTube called Naked Dating, there's some jokes about this in there. So I have it that there is an assumption that because I talk about nudity, I share the medicine of nudity, I like to be nude, that just because I do means that I will be naked around anyone. That is not the case. And I want to share why. But I feel that there's like this expectation that I'm going to be comfortable just being naked around a man anytime. And that's just, I'm not there. And also, this is what shows up for me. If I've met you naked, it's like a whole different world. So I've met people in naked spaces, naked beaches, naked venues, naked experiences. And that is just totally different. I'm already naked. You're already naked. We're all here naked. We're here in this common desire experience. And actually, I love meeting people and I love meeting men naked because then it's like, hey, you've already seen what I look like naked. That is, if I'm, you know, there's some sort of interest. Otherwise, it's just, hey, we're naked. This is amazing. I fucking love it. Ah, oh, so refreshing. It's just refreshing on every level. So I'm just having had some experiences where there's like, I'm trying to pull out some specifics, but there's a real experience that, as if I should get naked or be comfortable declothing myself with a man. Gosh, I really wish I had a different way of saying that. But, I just like feel it and I hear it in comments, and it feels, this is okay, this is the thing that's collapsed within it that I feel is there's sexual energy with it, and that is a big part of why when I'm dating someone or getting to know a man, I'm not just getting naked unless that person is like a nudist or that's like such a big part of their world and that feels comfortable for me to do that with them. Because there's a lot of sexual energy that when that's there for me, when I feel those like comments and they don't land very well, is I feel the sexual energy. And that to me translates that my nakedness isn't, ooh, these are my words, my nakedness isn't safe. Like, I'm not going to be safe being naked because there's an aspect of sexual energy that's present that feels like my nakedness is an assumption of something sexual. And it's not. And I might just be hyper attuned to this because of experiences of sexual trauma and being touched when I didn't want to be touched and my, you know, body being trespassed. And as I say that, this is a really real female experience. Like the whole conversation of safety, which maybe I'll do a separate podcast about, is a really big fucking deal. And at the beginning, I said that that this relates to women who've come to my retreats because I've received feedback about the experience that they have with their partners. And there's an assumption that because oftentimes women start becoming naked more often in their homes, in their environment, with their partners and people in their lives. And sometimes their partner makes that an assumption that there's more, or that it is their nakedness is an invitation for sex. And this isn't about caveat women not being sexual or wanting sex or not wanting sex. This is about this is about a sacred experience and about opening and being vulnerable and feeling safe. And we don't currently live in a world where everybody is naked physically, where everybody's, my physical nudity is just me being in my body. We don't live in that world as a whole. Yes, there are plenty of us who do connect to that and live that way. But the fact that it's punishable to be naked, and the fact that, gosh, so many times when I post censored naked photos, censored, they're still flagged for nudity. They're still flagged for nudity and sexual solicitation. Those two go together when they get flagged. So it's real to experience that. And my rant is like, fuck. Fuck. And that's what we're here for, to do this work. And also, I just want to say, I'm not going to fucking get naked with someone that I don't want to. I'm not going to get naked if I don't feel safe to do that. I have been naked with my male friends because I feel safe, because we have trust, because we have a relationship. I've been naked with my female friends. They're not the same. Not for me. And I don't feel safe and comfortable just being naked with anyone. And certainly not some person I just met. Or even somebody I've been on a few dates with. Or hell, maybe even someone I've known 10 years. And it's just kind of weird to think that, oh, well, you like being naked, so like you should just want to be naked all the time and not have anything ever show up about that. It's like, yeah, you might like hugging, but do you want to hug everyone? Do you want to hug everyone for 3 minutes? No. 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 So, trust your intuition, women. And just because you enjoy feeling the breeze kiss your nipples and the dirt on your back and the feel of the water as you swim in your body bare, does not make you an invitation for sex. Only if you want it to. Your naked body is not an invitation for anything. just because you enjoy connecting with your body does not make you an invitation. And this and those experiences of the assumption that your naked body is sex is a reflection of the collapse of nudity and sex, and the shame of both of them. Because this is definitely not a conversation of anti-sex. This is a conversation of the collapse of the two and the assumption of a naked woman. The assumption that a naked woman is a yes to sex. And that a naked woman is sex. There is someone who commented on my Facebook, and I had posted this photo. I was at the beach and my like tongue was out, and I was like really like open, and he was just like, I just wish other women could be like that. And I was like, well, first of all, it's taken me personally time to be where I am. And it takes women feeling safe to open themselves in all ways. And especially for them to be naked with sand all over their body, having photographs taken of them and posting it online. Or even maybe just feeling that and experiencing that within themselves. You know, and I said to him that women don't just show up to naked places by themselves because they need to feel safe. And, you know, men listening in, you just don't have the same relationship to safety as women do. It's not something that typically or ever really is there for you. Women think about their safety every single day. Whether they're super aware of it or not, some moments maybe more, some moments maybe less, but it is always running there. It's always in the background, running and running and running. So when you don't really see female nudist, that's because there's a lot of stuff for women to move through to get to that space. There's a lot of work to be done in feeling safe to do that. And some women who are there, they've grown up in environments where that's welcomed. And some women I know have had to use their voice so much and had to like get mean and aggressive. Maybe mean's the word, maybe it's not. But get aggressive in the face of being in public environments with men. So we're all working with the assumptions that are there of our naked bodies. And that's just real. I would really love to hear from you, regardless if you're a man or a woman listening in. What shows up for you? What's your real experience as it relates to a naked woman, being a naked woman, seeing a naked woman, being a woman and seeing a naked woman, what thoughts do you have about her? What assumptions do you make? What assumptions do you make about your own nakedness as a woman? If you're a man, what assumptions do you make about a naked woman? And for now, we are complete.
Thank you for tuning your consciousness to this episode of The Naked Human. However you find yourself, whether it's relieved, enlightened, triggered, or as if the past minutes were a complete waste of your time, it's perfect. Be present to it and allow it to be the medicine you need. I welcome your feedback and heartfelt reflections of how this episode impacted you. You can share with me online at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And if you're feeling called for a more personalized experience into your nakedness, I invite you to join our community of wild women in person or online. You can find more specifics at thenakedhumanpodcast.com. And until next time, bye!